and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the 14th week of Ordinary Time, and preaching for you today, you have me, your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you from Oak Park, Illinois, in the United States, with a preaching I'm calling, Send Me. The reading is from the prophet Isaiah. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. The pivots on the thresholds shook at the voices of those who called, and the house filled with smoke. And I said, Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed and your sin is blotted out. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And I said, Here I am, send me. Thus ends the reading. It has a pretty clear message, don't you think? Send me. And when Isaiah was focused on his own sinfulness and his own fate, he said, Oh, I want to go hide. But the seraph cleansed him, and then he was able to hear God say, There are needs out there. Who will do them? He looked at the needs of others and not himself once he was cleansed. That made him say, Send me. This is summertime here in the United States, a time of vacations. When people say, Don't send me, I've been working all year. It's time for me to kick back at the lake and take my time and not go anywhere. And we need that time of renewal. We're not only worthy by what we do, but when we see the needs of others, it should call us to respond, to say, Send me. And even when we're just sitting around on vacation, there's things that need to be done so we can all enjoy our time together. And do we see that and still say, Send me, I'll go, I'll do that, and find joy in that, not burden? Because that is our call, to be sent with joy, to help God fix the world, make it a better place. Let us find our joy in doing that. And if it doesn't seem joyful, if it still seems burdensome, then ask God to bring down one of those coals and touch our lips and heal us.